special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer. This hour, I will open up the phones a little bit here. Normally, that's the format, but we obviously had to address some things and still will. You can call in 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252. I have Adam Green of No More News on the line. I also have Al Bashai. You can find both on Twitter, BitChute, and other sites, Rumble, I'm sure. You asked about Israelites, and you think they are Jews, obviously. I can trace the racial descent of the Jews, if you'd like. I can also use people's quotes who are modern Jews, rabbis, who talk of, you know, Hebrewism not being the religion of the modern Jew. And that's the learned rabbi, Stephen Weiss. I'm sure you're familiar with him, both of you. And it's the Old Testament was the religion, obviously, of the Hebrews, who I say were not the Jews. And this rabbi called it like it was. He said, the return from Babylon and the adoption of the Babylonian Talmud marks the end of Hebrewism and the beginning of Judaism. There never was a Judaism before that captivity, before the exile of that. That's what the chief rabbi says. This is also in Jewish sources. And we can go back to John chapter 15, I believe it is, 24, where he states plainly, like I said, he was not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Therefore, he was sent to those who were of Israel, but not to the others. Accordingly, he sent 12 disciples out to preach the gospel. You know, Matthew 10, 5, 6 tells us this, go not into the way of the nations, or Gentile, if you please, and into any of the city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And it goes on and on and on. Matthew 10, 23, you shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man become.
Messiah was only for the Jews, and they were Torah observance. They were Ebionites and Nazarites, and they weren't targeting the Gentiles until Paul. And to address the earlier point about the rabbi says this distinction between Hebrewism and Judaism, again, you're playing semantics. This is a religion based on Torah and the oral law. That's what it was before the temple was destroyed even. They still had their oral law interpretations. That was one of the disputes between the Sadducees and the Pharisees. And even Hillel and Shammai, the two groups of the Pharisees, They're arguing over the oral law interpretations that go along with the Torah. Like, when they're in exile, the prophecies say that they won't have their sacrifices. So obviously it's slightly different. It has evolved some, but it's still a Torah-based religion, Torah messianism. Like, all the foundational elements are the same, and you're trying to say, oh, it's so different. It's not so different. It's the exact same. It's basically the exact same thing.
No. And you they worship so they worship themselves. They worship the material. That's why they want the land.
That's all they ever did was worship themselves.
Right.
Right, Christianity. That's why Jesus came and said, you're of the tradition of the elders. That's never what God intended. That's not what he intended. That's why he tossed them out of the temple. The physical temple. Go ahead, Al.
Yeah, I think that the biggest distinction is pre-temple, post-temple is the best way to break down the arc of Judaism. But let's even take it more general. We know you have this Christian identity kind of theological bent, right? This is where you lean, but when you talk about just Christianity as a whole, there's nothing original about it. You know, it's a sect of Judaism. The first Christians were Jews. We could all agree on that, or maybe not. But they got it from Zoroastrianism.
Can you admit that the first Christians were Jews?
They weren't. They never were. That's my point. Jews are not
Pharisees. That's why I said, or maybe not. But
who was the first Christian?
Churchianity.
Okay, Christianity, Jesus, right? This is Jesus is still your guy, right? So you're a Christian in the general sense. It's not original. It was drafted from Zoroastrianism, right? The war of good versus evil, light versus dark. The world will end. God's justice will be realized. A river of fire sent by God will flow over the universe, burning everything up. A new, better world will be created in its place. All the good people will be resurrected by God to live in the new world happily ever after. That is not Christian. That is totally lifted from Zoroastrianism. All of those points are Zoroastrian, predating anything Christian by thousands of years.
So you say. I'm talking about Zoroaster, but Yahweh.
Right. Hold on.
Go ahead.
The earliest documents we have of Christianity is from Saul the Pharisee, right?
I don't know the exact dates because I wasn't around then, and carbon dating and all that crap, but...
It's well known that the epistles of Saul the Pharisee are the earliest documents we have that predate the Gospels. And predate the 70 AD and the destruction of the temple. Saul the Pharisee, who studied at the feet of Gamaliel, the top Talmudic rabbi and the leader of the Sanhedrin. And you're trying to tell me that Christianity, and Paul never even saw Jesus. He saw him only in the scriptures for like reading the prophecies and in Revelation, mystical Kabbalah experiences, basically. So Christianity was started by Saul the Pharisee, who was trained by the Sanhedrin leader and says he's a Jew, says he's a zealot in the oral law, the traditions of his father. And you're going to tell me now, how is Christianity not started from Jews?
Yeah, let me answer, please. And you say, you can use words like, hey, it's commonly accepted. There is no scholar worth their salt on this planet that will say Jesus didn't exist as a man, yet both you two sit That's here and say true. It is knowledgeable.
There wasn't a scholar on the planet, right? You're talking
you're
about
deflecting.
You're talking about academics.
The answer.
Yeah, there's not a scholar on the planet that agrees with what you say about Edom and Jesus not being Jewish. So if that's the argument you want to give, you're just
you don't want to go there. Chris, you don't want to go there because the academic consensus is not on your side. And the answer. Since you are such a proponent of scholarly consensus, the scholarly consensus is no longer that Moses, Abraham, David, the foundational patriarchs
Noah.
Are all fictional characters. You go back 50 years, the academic consensus was they actually existed. So consensus changes.
Let me answer the question before we take a call, okay? You're saying that Paul studied under Gamaliel and under, you know, the Talmudic rabbis of the time, the learned elders and scribes. Yes, yes, he was killing believers. And then God used him like he can use anyone. He didn't create Christianity, though. And Christians were called Christians by Greeks who were hearing the word and saying, who are these people? And they said, well, they follow Christ, so they termed them Christians. That's all. But Saul, Paul, he didn't create Christianity. The following of God's word is what it is. It's not a man-made religion, is my point. And that's why... No, and that's why Jesus came, because he wanted to show man how to really live. Everybody perverted everything.
Who did Jesus come to first?
Who did he come to first?
Yeah, like Romans 1:16, it says, to the Jew first and also the Greek. He came to the Jews. It doesn't say he came to the Edomites. It says he came to the Jews.
Judahites. Or Judeans, you will never let this go, because it's how you do what you do, by using their own perverted scribes and Pharisees who have
nothing perverted at all. The people in Judah were following the Torah, and they were known as Jews. They were called Yehudi,
and they were called Jews.
At one point, they were called Hebrews. At one point, a group was called the Israelites, but then. For hundreds of years before Jesus, they were called Yehudi from Judah, the Jews in Judah that followed the Torah law.
Judean dwellers. Chris, you never answered. You actually said what I just told you about all the shit that was lifted from the Zoroastrianisms. You don't accept that? You said, so you say?
That's about actual, the mystery Babylon religion.
Verifiable shit.
Any of them.
Huh?
I don't care about the mystery Babylon cult religions. I don't care about the man-made religions. I don't care. It's all of the synagogue of Satan. All of what? It.
Anything using... that's not worshiping the God of Zion is demonic, huh?
Okay, so how about Osiris, Adonis, Romulus, Zalmoxis, and Inanna? Do you see any parallels between them?
Rest of the program with your mystery Babylon cult religions. I'm not going to go there.
Babylon cult religions. It's actual factual history.
Yeah.
Just didn't exist as factual history.
Judaism is an amalgamation of Canaanite religion, Egyptian stories, Sumerian stories. Like, it's not even original at all. And Jesus isn't original either. What's more likely, that somebody wrote some fake scripts, storyteller made up some myths of a superhero fulfilling prophecies, or that this some guy actually came? And like, you believe that Jews have supernatural powers and are chosen by God and can speak for God?
I don't, Adam. And we're gonna take the caller, Andy.
That's what Paul said.
We're gonna take Andy. He's calling in. You have a question or something you'd like to add, Andy? Do we have you on the line, Andy?
He's not there. Romans 3:2. First of all, Paul says, the Jews have been entrusted with the very words of God.
I saw the last one. I didn't see the first two. Actually, it was Jerry calling in first from Wisconsin. I apologize. Jerry, you there? Yes?
They're all shook. No. They got nothing.
Are
you ready? He's there.
Are you ready? Okay. Can you hear me now?
Thanks, Jerry. What do you got?
Jerry.
Yes, Chris, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'd like to intervene. I came from the background as the two guests that are on there. I was in total disbelief. I was bitter. I hated anything to do with God or anything like this. And Bill Cooper once said, don't believe anything at all until you check out everything and anything. And I've been doing that for years and years. And I came out of the humanism and everything. And I found the right path of Christianity, Christian identity. I found the truth. If you just take time to look at things and read it over and check things out, because I come from the baby boom generation. We were just spoon-fed lies after lies. But once you get away from humanism and find out the real identity truth, you'll feel much better. Thank you for letting me in.
Feels really good chosen, huh?
That's Chris, a doctrine that you push, Adam.
Chris,
go ahead.
You believe you're chosen. You think? What do you mean? You believe you have the birthright? You think you're of the descendants of Jacob?
You spin it in a way like I think I'm a Jew.
No. You think Adam. You're a descendant of Jacob. You think you're a chosen person. You think everybody else is satanic seed of Cain, Esau, evil Satan bloodline. You believe everything you're, identical as the rabbis do. Do you not? Can you admit that? You and the rabbis are teasing the pot.
Listen to me. You reap what you sow. You are of your fruit, right? An ideal tree cannot produce rotten fruit and vice versa. A rotten tree cannot produce ideal fruit. I judge people based on what they produce. And if you're acting perversely and wickedly, yes, you are of your spiritual father, the devil. But maybe of the...
So you make videos lying about me. Is that being wicked?
All right. I'm going to take the next caller here and see what they have to say. We don't cherry pick calls here. The next caller is Patrick in Texas. Hey, Patrick.
Yeah, I appreciate the conversation there. Come on, to say we don't have anything other than the Bible, and that's not true. We've got the Dead Sea Scrolls that predate the Bible by 1,000 years. We've got all kinds of texts from the Assyrians, from the Greek, they all support that. Even the Muslims will tell you that Jesus Christ is a prophet.
Jesus doesn't appear in
not mention Jesus.
Can y'all hear me or not?
Go ahead.
The Dead Sea Scrolls don't say anything about Jesus. They don't prove Jesus. They actually disprove Jesus.
Right. It's the Essenes.
No. They support the Bible. I didn't say anything about Jesus. I said they support the Bible. They coincide with the Sodom and Gomorrah just perfectly.
So right, because it's Jewish. The Essenes were Jews.
Yeah, so there's all kinds of supporting it that predates the Bible. They got the Babylonians know about it. The Assyrians know about it. The Greeks knew all about it. It was well known throughout the world, what was going on. It just wasn't, the Bible wasn't printed until after Jesus Christ. So, there's that. And, we are the Israelites. We're not, you're trying to make us out about Judaites. No, Israelites were the 10 northern tribes of the Israelites. And we didn't go away. It was in the thousands. David had 1.5 million men under arms. That means we are the total people had to be in like 50 million. We didn't get exterminated. We were well known where we went to. Archaeology has the answer. Y'all guys are just cherry picking all these little quotes from the Bible, trying to do your Alex Jones.
What did he say? The Alex Jones what?
That's where you came from. That's all you ever did. To attack Dennis Wise, we got beat Jerkins.
I've
never attacked Dennis Wise.
I'm talking to you.
Everybody, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he's talking about Dennis Wise debate.
Yeah, they
you're
were.
Right there, well, right on you're on the, you're absolutely, you came from Alex Jones, and Alex Jones, you shall return. Have a nice day.
Yep.
Alex Jones is a Christian. He believes in Jesus.
He's on your side.
I've exposed Jones so much.
You choose the tree by its fruit, Adam. Look at his fruit. He is not. He's just now. He's saying a tranny is beautiful on Twitter. I've just seen.
I know. I'm the one.
He's ridiculous, monster of a person. He is not an Israel. He's not a follower.
And he's shilling Jesus just like you do, and the whole Judeo paradigm just like you do.
Hey, humanism.
Matrix, you're agents of the Judeo matrix.
To the music, guys. Hang on.
Can I get in here?
By your boss or supervisor. Shut up. Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com and use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer. On the break, we were discussing a little bit about how I've in the past have said that Adam Green is a Jew, and I don't have any personal knowledge, so I will say that, that he is a Jew. I just, again, judge a tree.
So why would you say it then? Why would you say it over and over again for years? If you have no proof, no knowledge, why would you lie about somebody like that?
It's a vicious smear, right?
Especially if it's untrue.
Educated speculation based on, again, the fruit
that I don't believe Jesus in all of your delusional Christian identity conspiracies. So you call me a Jew because I don't worship the King of the Jews?
Chris, you do understand this is like
just
the
say you're sorry and you were full that you were lying and that you were wrong.
I don't know that you aren't Jewish, Adam.
I've shown my ancestry. Nobody in my life has ever. Everybody I see says you look like a Viking. Nobody ever has called me Jewish until I started exposing Zionism online by Christians that can't cope and argue with my information.
First of all, guys, Adam Green disclosed his 23andMe genetic
ancestry.
Results.
He's 100% Green is an Anglo-Saxon Irish surname. Yeah. You do a little bit of research.
Okay, so we can put that to rest. Chris.
The purpose of this was not that.
I come back to this. I just need a couple of minutes here because this is very – I need to be crystal clear with your audience here. trying to reach these people. If you can't see from an objective viewpoint and think critically and analytically that there are very unbelievable coincidences, lest I say parallels, that preceded Christianity in the exact same format. I named you guys five gods: Osiris, Adonis, Romulus, Zalmoxis, Inanna, that all predate Jesus. What do they all have in common? These gods all are savior gods. They are all the son of God. They all undergo a passion. They all obtain victory from death, which they share with their followers. They all have stories about them set in human history on Earth, yet none of them have actually ever existed. You can draw from that as you will, but the parallels are inescapable. Can you at least concede that?
I can see those things, and I've seen Zeitgeist. Yes, I'm aware of, you know, a lot of that stuff. Yes, I've okay. listened to the okay. Mystery Babylon series from Bill Cooper, which is, I mean, countless hours on this stuff, and he knew it.
Okay. You think Bill Cooper knew? Bill Cooper said, "Don't worry about Noahide laws. That's just anti-Semites trying to
fight us." Adam, he's a man. Just like I'm not right about everything. I'm on the
stand. I go along with that. Bill Cooper,
also, Ow. Chris. Zeitgeist, like the books, like The Historicity of Jesus, Richard Carrier, he's like super opposed to Zeitgeist. Zeitgeist did have stuff that's not true in it. I don't spread, sure. I don't, like in I'm all my saying, videos where I cover enough. Jesus being a myth, I don't ever cite arguments from Zeitgeist.
Fair enough.
And everything I cited is from Carrier, okay? So it's not Zeitgeist.
Gotcha. But as a believer, like, let me just, you know, take what you said, Al. As a believer, I don't want to go too far off tangent here and take some calls. As a believer, I know who Satan is as well. He was an angel who fell. He was jealous, and he's very knowledgeable. Very knowledgeable.
Did he have free will? Did God made Satan? Did God know that he was going to turn against him?
Well, everything is predestined, and in the end,
so he works for God. God created the light and the darkness. He created Satan to fill a role. So Satan essentially works for God, right?
That's how you want to look at it, Adam.
That's the way it is.
And we have another caller. I don't know if Andy dropped off. Do we have Andy, or is it Bobby next?
Andy's here.
All right. Hey, Andy. There you go. What's going on, Andy?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. First and foremost, Chris, I give you kudos for even having Adam Green on. I don't remember seeing Al. He's probably been on Adam Green's show. I do subscribe to your show, Adam, on BitChute and whatnot. No, I can really appreciate every direction that people are coming from, but we got to realize that man is fallible, okay? And our history books, we're learning our, you know, not our history anymore. It didn't turn out to be what they're saying it is. And then we look at the Bible and we're thinking that this is a history book as well. But again, man wrote it. It was fallible. Some of it was written 300 years later. So that's really fallible. So there's a lot of things that could be missing here and stuff. But hey, Adam, a question to you. Do you believe in the Creator at all? Or you just think we happened?
You mean like creation of man or creation of the universe or both, I assume?
No. Yeah, creation of man. Let's go with creation of man. Do you believe somebody created us, or did we just come out of nowhere?
No, I do not believe the Genesis account of creation. I don't think that's the God.
Oh, no, I'm not biblical here. Stay out of the Bible. What do you believe in your personal heart? How come are you here?
No, you know, I don't believe humans were created by man. No, oh, I'm sorry. I don't believe man was created by God. I don't.
By any kind. Well, let's get out of the Bible here, okay, Adam? No, biblical. I'm not being biblical here because I'm not.
I believe in evolution. I don't believe in creation of man, in intelligent design.
How about aliens seeding the planet? Do you believe in that? Is it a possibility?
The first life could have started on Earth, or it could have started somewhere else and came here on a little spore on an asteroid or something. I don't know. It could have started somewhere else in the universe.
Well, this is where I get hung up. I mean, if there's something created us. I mean, no. We didn't just pop here, you know, something, somehow, some way, whether it was a big boom or whatever, and we all came together and sperm met an egg and we landed on this planet. However it happens, something created us, don't you think?
No, I don't. I don't see any signs of intelligent design. I see a lot of unintelligent design. If God created this world, why is there so many birth defects? Why is there so much suffering? Why is most of the water on this earth salts? Why is so much of the world inhospitable? Why is so much of the universe inhospitable? Why does so many, like, there's so many reasons everywhere I look in the world, I don't see an intelligent creator. And if you believe that God existed beyond space and time eternally, but I think that's just creating a more complex problem. I think the universe could just more easily just exist eternally than a God existing eternally.
And you guys have to understand something. You're not going to have all the answers to everything, right? There's going to be great mysteries that are unsolvable. This could very well possibly be one of them. The whole pursuit of surety or finding certainty in something is almost a futile exercise. We don't know what we don't know.
But I'm not. But
I don't see the intelligent design in nature at all, Adam.
No, I see complexity, but I don't see intelligent. It appears like it's design, but it's actually not. Just YouTube unintelligent design. You'll see lots of examples of it.
I sure will.
What do you guys think about? A lot of people are saying that we're in a simulation right now. Like we're actually in a computer grid right now, and inside the computer grid we have a computer and stuff. You know, the way I look at this is that we got into one matrix by even being here in the first place, but then society took over and put us into another matrix. And so, and what you were saying, Adam, you were saying just a minute ago that it's mostly salt water. Well, there's something we can do with it. We just haven't tried to do it with it. A lot of these mental defects from children and stuff, that's man-made in many cases with their vaccines and all this stuff. So, I mean, when we look at that, I'm not defending one side or the other. Because I don't believe in anything. Because I'm still searching. Just call me Gnostic. I'm still in search of some answers here, and that'll probably be my life project. You know, I'm approaching 60 years old here, and I still haven't figured out why I'm here. And it's like
the most honest caller we've got.
Crazy. Say that again.
Yeah, I'm searching for answers too. Exactly. That's why I'm not complacent and satisfied with the Genesis explanation of the universe and for life. And I'm not even a militant atheist. I'm more agnostic. I don't rule out the idea of some possibility of some kind of higher power that we can't understand or comprehend. But when Jews are saying they can speak for God and they're the prophets of God, and like Romans 3:2 says, Paul says that the Jews have been entrusted with the very words of God. Every Christian, because Paul started Christianity, took it to the Gentiles.
He didn't. And he created churchianity, if you want to call it that.
So you're anti-Paul, then?
I'm not saying I'm anti-Paul. I'm saying that a churchianity that propped up a man-made religion had nothing to do with Father's scripture and his command.
So God created a religion and just let it just fall apart immediately?
It hasn't fallen apart.
He chose you for this this mission, this destiny, this birthright, and then he allows Satan's children to steal your identity? You think this is part of God's divine plan?
You don't know the scripture, unfortunately. If you did, you'd understand why it makes sense. Then you're more of a deceiver than I thought.
I'm not
a deceiver at all, man. You're self-deceived. Romans 3:2, Paul says, the Jews have been trusted with the very words of God. So Paul says the Jews speak for God.
You know, Chris, I give you a lot of credit, right? Because you take the argument that's completely absurd about Judaic.
I'm not listening.
About Judaic mythological fairy tales, and try to be an advocate and a proponent to advance these absurdities. Everybody with half a brain knows There were no walking, talking snakes, and the Genesis story is complete horseshit, and the world wasn't created in 6 days.
Were you there?
And the Earth is not 7,000 years old, and dinosaurs are not fake. This is...
Yes, they really
it's
are.
It's hard to believe
it comes from a rib.
In 2023, we still have to make this argument. We're not playing in that in the fucking, excuse me, in that Judaic sandbox, right? We exist in the real world. You got to snap out.
I got one more question, gentlemen.
Go ahead. Hey,
one last question before I jump off. Okay, so before all this biblical, this Judaism, this Muslims and all this stuff that was created, what were the people of the world? Because we obviously can tell there was people here before all this Christianity and stuff came about. What did they worship? Was it like the sun, the moon, you know? I mean, they worshiped stuff that gave them their flourish.
I listed you five gods preceding Jesus. Osiris, Adonis, Romulus, Zalmoxis, and Inanna. And not only did they have all the same attributes of that I read, but they were all dying and rising gods. Okay? This is nothing new. Christianity is just another reiteration of this, Hellenized, amalgamated with the Jews. They took a little of this, they took a little of that. They created, they had this millenarian messianic fervor in the first century AD, and they put it together and they said, hey, this is a great slave theology for the goys. Let's push this on them and subjugate them and shackle them into kosher servitude. That's what it is.
Well, one more thing. Okay, let's just go with the Ten Commandments. The first one is, there shall be no God before me. But in Genesis, it says, we will make them in our image. It doesn't insinuate that there's one God. So how could you say there should be no God before me?
When right.
What, was there three of them? Was there five? Was there seven? How many was there?
And who's God talking to when he's walking around talking to whoever in the Garden of Eden?
Well, and then hey, Chris will even go with this one because he's already said that during the Garden of Eden, there was other people on the planet. This was just a new mm-hmm. kind of race, so that came up. Adam and Eve was just created, and there was other people here. Which takes you back to the Anunnaki then, right?
Right.
Is that even real?
Listen, I'm open. I'm open to the possibility that extraterrestrial seeded life on the Earth. I'm not... I think that's much more plausible than the God of Israel Genesis story.
I agree with
that. And why is that more plausible? I'm just curious, Al. Why is it more plausible to you?
Because at least it makes a little bit more sense than some God making... First of all, who is there to record the Adam and Eve story? How do we have that?
The angels from Moses thousands of years later, descendants? Al. Duh.
Yeah, supernatural. Exactly. We come from pond scum.
Come on, man. Come on, bro. Seriously.
That's another question, though. Where
we came from very
today?
Simple, simplistic building blocks of
today?
Life.
Sure.
What did he say?
Repeat that, SP.
I said, how come we don't have a Moses today? Someone parting the sea. How come Jesus was the only superhero? And then guess what? So we get all these movies of other superheroes everywhere and stuff. But Jesus was the first superhero. And I think I talked to you on the National Intel Report about that the other night, Chris. I mean, that's mm-hmm. our first superhero.
He wasn't the first, but he was one of many. Yes.
Well, it's an interesting conversation. Again, Chris, I thank you for having Adam Green on there. And Al, I'm not sure. I might have seen you on Adam's show before, but I like you guys. Hey, you got to stay firm on your belief. And truth be told, I don't have a belief. I'm still looking for something to believe in. And I know Chris would say to me, well, read your Bible, and you'll have something to believe in. You know, I read the Bible twice. Once when I was in Korea, and once when I was back from Korea. And I still didn't get anything out of it. And I'm just not a Christian. I'm not anything. I don't subscribe to any club, religion, whatever you want to call it. I subscribe to me. And I actually feel that, here's my belief, I actually feel that somebody did create us. maybe it was an alien. Maybe we just shot here on a meteorite. I don't know. But something created us, and I feel a connection to something. And I feel like everything I do in my life has a connection to it. And, you know, the Bible does have some good guidelines in it to live your life by. You know, they always say Bible stands for, what is it?
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
Yeah. But it is kind of an interesting concept that that's even there. And at least it gives us another perspective. Now, you can read the Muslim, the Torah. You can read all these different religious books and stuff. And in the middle of it, they almost all come together anyway. They're almost of the same story. They just have different people depicted as their heroes and stuff.
Yeah, and Al brought that point up, obviously, and I get it, you know. I understand, and again, Satan, you know, is the chief commander, chief ruler of this world. I'm well aware of that. That's what Scripture says. We're going to jump to another caller, unless you want to comment further, either Adam or Al, on
hello?
Whatever.
I think we should you should rack that call as the caller of the broadcast so far.
Hello.
Yes, we have, I think, Bobby in Florida.
Yeah, I just want to say, Adam, I love you, man. I've been watching your shows for years. I remember when you had YouTubes, and I used to, Charles Giuliani, he's a friend of mine, I used to send him emails. And before you came out about the Christianity, you were talking about the Jewish thing for a long time. And I kept telling him then, I said, Charlie, you got to freaking email this guy, get on a show. And he finally did, and it was so cool, man. He was so cool. I love your show. And I'm going to keep it short. For everyone who has questions, if you've ever heard of Joseph Campbell. Are you familiar with Joseph Campbell, any of you guys?
Yes.
I remember watching him on PBS. He was a professor. And a lot of things that I learned from him when I was a little kid, it comes to light now, and I'm glad I learned all these things you're talking about. He studied every myth and every, you know, like the zeitgeist thing you're talking about. And all our answers, we're all looking up for an answer with everything, and everything is in within us. Everything
that's
is
right.
Within us.
I'll agree.
Heaven and hell is right
that's your
here
temple.
Inside of us. That's simple. Yep. Adam, try to get on these shows. I've been begging these guys on every show I call in for you. I try to get you on here. And I don't
I
know if you know
that.
It. Charles Giuliani, he had a show on RBN at one time. He used to be on there when he was a Christian. But thanks a lot, you guys. This is like the Super Bowl of debates for me. I love to hear you on here, Adam. This is so cool.
Awesome. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. All right, buddy. We'll talk to you
appreciate
later.
It, Bobby. Yeah. And of course, like I said, I'm not saying that Adam Green somehow promotes zeitgeist. It's just a very basic, you know, display of what I was talking about. We do have Lynn calling, holding for a while. Thanks, Lynn, in Maryland. Hey, Lynn.
Thank you, Chris. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you.
Hello, Adam and Al, I believe it is. I would encourage everybody, and especially anybody who's read the Bible before, try it at least one more time. Start with the New Testament, like John, then Acts. Go back and read another gospel, then Romans, another gospel, Corinthians, the third gospel, and finish the New Testament and go back to Genesis and try to read a psalm and the chapter that corresponds with the date in Proverbs for that day. And read through the Bible. If we don't know the Word of God, we're not going to stand a chance. Jesus is the Word of God. Now, you cannot believe in Jesus. That's your choice. But I would pray that you would change your mind and not be so stubborn, because you're not going to get a second chance. It's this side of eternity or nothing. There isn't purgatory. There isn't the lying church's doctrines. There's the Word of God. And God's Word is true, and you can stand on it. Believe me, I didn't believe it for almost 60 years because I believed what people told me was true. And it's not. What people say isn't what we can take for truth. And you know what? Whether somebody's a Jew or not a Jew, if we're a Christian, it doesn't matter. We are told to love. Love our enemies, not just those that are like us, who look like us, who think like us, our enemies. It's easy to love a brother. You know, we're going to be judged the way we judge. And, you know, the other thing is everybody talks about Jesus' second coming. Jesus' second coming was when he appeared to Saul. That wasn't an angel. That was Christ himself. He appeared to Saul. And Christians were first called Christians in Antioch. That was with Barnabas. Barnabas then went and got Saul. So, you know, Saul didn't create Christianity. And the first Christians were Jews. I don't care if you call them Edomites, Moabites, whatever bites you want to call them, Judahites, Judaism. It's irrelevant. That's irrelevant. You know, Jesus matters. He's the Son of God. And without knowing that, we don't have a hope. We are deceived. The truth is not in us. You know, that's how we know that we confess.
If the truth is not in you, then how do you know that you're right about Jesus?
In us, and he is God. He is the Son of God. He was from the beginning, and he's the victory. He's the one who gives us victory to overcome the world. And for people
then
who
why is Satan in control of the world if he's
to
the victor?
Beam us up, Scotty, out of this mess we're in. I mean, just listen to this conversation. If you don't think we're headed right to the end and islands in Hawaii are burning up, you know, and all sorts of other nonsense that makes no natural sense, you know, there's evil going on here. But what we know is that Scripture was inspired by God, and Scripture can give us the wisdom to salvation, and that is our hope. That's our hope. Jesus Christ is our only
hope. Well, you're going in and out a little bit there, but I appreciate it, Lynn. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Chris.
Bless you.
God bless you. Thank you.
You got it. Uh-huh.
So when she says Scripture is the Word of God, and Paul says in Romans 3, the Jews have been entrusted with the very words of God.
Again, you're saying Jew. Yeah, it's
Judeans. The Judah. Jews lived Judea, yes.
Yeah, I get it. Edomites lived there. Pharisees lived there. You know what I mean? I understand.
Listen to this. Here's another verse now. John 4:22. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship. For salvation is of the Jews. You believe salvation is of the Jews.
You're using that. You could do that over and over again with the mistranslation.
Yeah, that's because Jewish. It's all pro-Jewish. All Christians believe in the Jewish covenant. Here, this is an important one.
I get it.
It's your favorite verse. I'm going to disprove your own religion.
Listen, we don't have much time.
Verse.
I get that you think it says Jews everywhere in the New Testament.
It does. In every translation, it says Jews. Only on the fringe, not even 1% of Christianity does anybody think that it doesn't say Jews and that Jesus wasn't a Jew.
We're going to jump to the next caller. We have a bunch holding. It's Paul in California. What do you have on your call?
We never got the question answered about how Anglo-Saxons are the real Israelites.
We don't have enough time to even go into that in 12 minutes. Yeah. We really don't. I have a whole show pretty much on that. Do we have Paul in California?
Saxon doesn't even mean son of Isaac. Saxon is related to a European term for a weapon that they had.
Okay, and that's more modern than Israelites, obviously.
I thought it was from Saxony.
Yeah. Are you there, Paul? Do we have Paul? No. Do we have Nancy in California, the next caller?
Yes, I am here. I'm so glad I got
on. I can hardly hear the caller.
Okay, all right. Hold on. Is this better?
Yes.
Okay, so I have so much to say. Okay, first of all, I was taught that we were intelligences. It was not like God created the devil or Lucifer. He existed. We were all up there together. I think you probably know the theology. And by the way, I appreciate everything you guys do in exposing Jewish power, okay?
Cool.
It's not like God said, oh, I think I'll create the devil to be my, like, yin and yang. No, it just is something that the devil rebelled, like a son. You know, you have children, and some of them are obedient, and some of them aren't. We're down here because it's like a school. We're learning, and we're being tested. So the entities that rebelled against God, and that's the ones that were born here as well. If you think about it, when Christ was preaching to the people, even if he went to the Jews first, those who followed him were the early Christians, right? So it doesn't, the Bible
what,
says...
What was Jesus? Miss, what was Jesus? Wasn't Jesus a Jew?
It doesn't matter, does it?
It absolutely does. If you worship the Son of God that was a Jew salvation is of the Jews...
Wait a minute, I've heard all your guys' theology, okay? I've heard all your arguments. Let me answer that.
Yeah, please.
Just hold on a sec. There were 12 tribes of Israel. The tribe of Judah is the one that has rebelled and is the one that has not wanted to follow after the teachings of Christ. They came up with their own mumbo jumbo of how they could break the commandments and how it was okay to have sex with a little 3-year-old child, okay? So there were 12 tribes of Israel, not just the tribe of Judah, and those other 11 tribes of Israel were scattered throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
Every bit as much a member of Israel. And in fact, in the Bible, it talks about Abraham. It says that out of Abraham's seed would come great and mighty nations. And so back to, there's so much to be said. And as Chris said, there's just a little bit of time.
Well, let me respond to the points you just made. Number one, in Genesis 49:8, it says, Judah, your brothers will praise you. Your hand will be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's sons will bow down to you. And then it has
maybe
the,
that's the good Jews, the ones that became Christians. It's maybe happened. Those are the good Jews. But you have to also realize that at one point, the Catholic Church was forcing Jews to convert, right, upon death. And so you've got hostile
and
people
Muslims.
In the Catholic Church. Okay.
And pagans.
And so you get these hostile people that have so-called converted, and they're in the church, and do you think that they just stayed little peons? I'll bet you that there were some that moved up the ranks and perverted. And you have to also realize that there have been translations, multiple translations. There are over 700 different variations of the Bible. So,
and none of them are true. They're all fairy tales.
Right, right.
Everybody
in the audience knows that the gods of Olympus are hooey. It's not real. That, you know, the Egyptian Osiris and Anubis and the
made that point out.
Made that point out.
Right?
Look, listen.
You're kind of rehashing.
Mythology. Come on.
You're just killing air.
Jesus.
Killing air.
Al.
Yeah.
Matthew 23:2, it says, the teachers of the law and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Why would the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat if they are these imposter Edomites? And I have a question for Chris. Do you think that all of these Kabbalah rabbis know deep down secretly that they're really Edom and that they're only pretending to believe that the Gentiles are Edom?
A lot of them have said pretty much exactly that because admitted.
None of them have said it. All over all of their books, it says that Christianity and the nations are Edom. The
most of them, also. Yes. Some have admitted the other, which tells me that, yeah, some of them know. They're going to push this lie like they push every other lie. And you'll admit every other lie they push, will you not?
No, you think they're liars and deceivers, but you've fallen for their greatest deception by worshiping Jesus. And now here's the important question. Your favorite verse, Revelation 3:9. It's, I will make them the synagogue of Satan, who say they are Jews and are not. So they're fake Jews. That's the problem, is that the real Jews are good, and it's only the fake Jews pretending to be Jews that's the problem.
You know what that sounds like to me? You know what that verse sounds like to me? It sounds like what the Christian identity folks are.
Yeah, you're the ones that think they're Jews and aren't.
The people that are going to say that they're the Jews but are not. It sounds like y'all.
Okay, let me answer then. Let me answer. It says, lo, I have granted those of the synagogue of Satan who are saying that they themselves are Judeans or Judahites and are not, but are lying. Lo, I shall be making them that they will be arriving and worshiping before your feet, my believers, my followers, and they may know that I love you. Seeing that you keep the word of my endurance, those who keep his word, right? They're the believers. They're the ones who get the promise. I also will be keeping you out of the hour of trial, which is about to be coming on the whole inhabited earth to try those dwelling on the earth. I am coming swiftly. Hold what you have that no one may be taking your
life. That talks about the destruction of Edom then. But still, you're scooching past the point here that it's not the Jews that are bad. It's the fake Jews. The Jews are good in this.
In the mirror, this is what I'm talking about. I care more about my brothers, and I got to work on this because I do go after the Edomites and I pray for them. I pray for myself that I have more compassion, more love, because they can come back in the fold, but they traditionally do not. But yes, you're absolutely right. Our brothers, we have to look in the mirror and see what we're doing wrong. You know, before we take the mote out of our brother's eye, we have to look at our own. You know, we have a lot of problems.
Are the Jews good in this verse? They say they're Jews, but they're not. So they're not real Jews. Like, so the real Jews are good, and only the fake Jews are the problem.
He's saying the children of God, believers.
No, that's not what it said. It says,
being the material,
they're Jews, but they're not.
I get it. I get it. It's a living book. It's the living word. He spoke in parables.
Not live.
So
it's a word that was written down by ancient Jews. It's not living. It's not the truth. It's ancient fairy tales written by Jews.
So says you.
Chris, if I could get
like
a 2-minute closing statement, I'd like it.
Go ahead, Al. That's all we got, brother. Go ahead.
Can I ask a question?
I would hope that people would take a real pay attention to what was discussed this afternoon.
Hello?
And open your eyes. Stop believing Jewish lies. Stop subscribing to desert mythologies. And I, for the life of me, I don't understand why anyone would want to appropriate this malevolent theology. And I know you've been brainwashed to think it's not, but it really is. If you look at what this God instructed Saul to do to the to Amalek or to the nations, the genocidal, jealous God cracking baby skulls against walls, killing every man, woman, and child. It's a hateful...
Hey, guys, we're at the end of the show. I appreciate you guys coming on, and I appreciate the call. I'm sorry I couldn't get to everybody, but say la vie, and go to God as always. Trust no man. Research everything. Ask questions.
Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.